You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Carl Magnus Norden is the CEO and founder of Volta Trucks, a Swedish company which has developed a truck aimed at improving our cities. These are not 18-wheelers and not aimed at the long-haul market. Instead, Volta is creating smaller trucks for commercial use in dense urban areas. With our congested, polluted, and often dangerous city centers, there is a huge need for alternatives. And Volta hopes to bring solutions to all these concerns through its design, a truck lowered to the ground with a wider field of view to keep pedestrians and cyclists safe, fully electric engines to cut down on noise and emissions, and a smart design which considers the driver's health and making operating a truck or a fleet of them much more efficient. Volta has partnered with Magtech, the UK's largest supplier of electric vehicle drivetrains, and hopes to turn the keys over to its first customers by the summer of 2020. Carl Magnus is in fact a serial entrepreneur who was actually retired living in Switzerland when he became intrigued by the opportunity in the electric vehicle market, this especially after seeing what was happening with Tesla. Here's Carl Magnus Norden now with the story of Volta.
Basically, I'm a serial entrepreneur since 30 years. So I've been in real estate, I've been in private equity and also in the internet services. And actually I sold out of more or less two companies in 2007 and more or less decided to retire. Moved the family down to Lugano in southern Switzerland. Fantastic from all points of view. You know, the climate fantastic, all the culture, food and what you have. After a few years walking the mountains, I felt I got bored. I moved back to Sweden and started helping other entrepreneurs with starting up businesses. So I launched or helped a UK company called Crowdcube in Scandinavia. And in that work, I came across a couple of people that started to look at electrification, charging systems, etc. So I started to interest myself for this big change, technology change, basically, from combustion engines to electric. And really what turned me on was when Elon Musk launched the Model 3. You know the story, a few hundred thousand orders for a car that didn't exist in a few weeks' time. A couple of months later, the whole car industry came to Paris and said, and fueled a little bit by Volkswagen's diesel scandal. Anyway, already in September in Paris, everybody said we will launch a number of new cars, Mercedes, Volkswagen, etc., etc. Honestly, I have to say that I have never been very interested in trucks. I've never been very interested in cars. But of course, we have the pressure with the climate. We all know that, etc. And trucks, much less has happened with trucks. And still much less has happened with trucks.
It seems like almost the perfect storm, you could say. You've got the excitement of the startup scene in the Nordics, in Scandinavia, where there is some incredible success stories and great incubation possibility. You've got the money and the interest of Silicon Valley and the climate issues, as you say, as well. So a very interesting time. The only thing I've seen in this space is, again, from Elon Musk, that huge 18-wheeler style electric truck. So introduce us to the design that you came up for here, because it's not necessarily for long haul. We're talking about helping cities as well that are congested, might be a bit smaller. So talk to us a little bit about the initial concept there.
No, exactly. Of course, batteries weigh something and you can add quite a lot of batteries, but then you lose load weight in the truck and it costs money as such. And for us, the biggest problem, CO2 and that is a bad thing, is global. I mean, climate change and all that. But actually, there are many, many more factors that are bad with diesel when you come to cities. You have the NOx, you have the particles, you have the vibrations, you have the noise. So we think there is much more value to bring to the cities than to the long haul. And also, as I said, technical issues. So we are very much focused on inner city distribution and mid-sized trucks. So we are somewhere between 12 and 18 ton. While Elon Musk is a fantastic initiative, but they're all long haul. So that is a big differentiator. So the starting point was really the climate and, as I said, the emissions and all that. When we then started looking, or I started looking more in detail with the distribution traffic as such, you have the driver. And the driver, you know, the classical construction of a truck is that they actually climb up, or more or less a ladder on the side. Most drivers do not climb down, they jump down, which means that after, and in distribution traffic, often they have, they climb out or leave the truck 10, 15, 20, 25 times a day. Most people, drivers, jump down, which means after 5, 10 years in the business, they have problems with the knees and hips. And by taking away the big, bulky diesel engine and putting it further back, we can do what we're doing with our design. We can lower the cab. We are also putting the driver in the center of the cab, which means that he or she can exit also on the payment side, so they don't have to exit all the time out in the traffic side. Less dangerous, less interruption of traffic. In London, you have something called Direct Vision Standard. So you really try to maximize the direct vision for the driver. We have taken that into our concept. So I think we should have the best direct vision of any trucks that is definitely in the market and difficult to beat in the future. As you maybe know, that in London, the studies done in London, 4% of the traffic is trucks, and they stand for 23% of all fatal accidents with pedestrians and 58% with bikers. So that is something that is obviously a big problem. I think many, many people want to bike more in the cities, but it is dangerous. So can we in any way contribute to limiting that? I think we have done something good.
You touched on the batteries. What's the plan for rolling this out? Would it be the charge would be long enough to last an entire day of deliveries within an urban setting? Tell us about that.
Well, if you look at these kind of distribution I talked about, food shops, restaurants, furniture delivery and similar, average, they don't drive more than 60, 70 kilometers per shift. So we have said that with 150 kilometers of possibilities, we should be okay. We can add more battery, so that's not a problem, but we think our market niche is really almost smaller than that. So the fear of, you know, running out of cream shouldn't be there.
Where are you at right now in production and development and getting ready to roll these out? I think it's around 2020 you're on track. So where are you at? Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, our attitude to this is that we have to come to the market to make an impact. We have to come to the, this is a problem today with emissions and so on. So we want to be on the market as soon as possible. And that, from a technical point of view, we're not inventing a lot of things that take 5 years to develop and find out that it worked or it didn't work. We are taking components and suppliers from the market, proven technology, we package that together. We, as I said, we totally redesigned the cab. And that makes us being able to come to the market much quicker than most other people. We really started the company, came out of, you know, stealth mode in May of this year. We have contracted some, what we think are the best suppliers in the market, all actually UK-based in the Midlands, ProDrive and Conjure and Magtech and Astimer. And that facilitates us that we want to have a running demonstrator ready by early summer next year. And we want to have the first test fleet out on the market during 2021. And we are really focusing that on two cities. So really the biggest cities have the biggest problems. So we start in Europe, we start with London and Paris. So probably we will have 12 trucks in London by 2021. And then we obviously, we scale after that. But it's very important for us to do it quickly.
So if we're talking about scaling quickly, who would be the ideal customer? In London, it's becoming a little bit harder to drive and do business. We've got the ultra-low emission zones, of course. Paris has really cracked down on this as well. We're talking about the center of the city. So I am a small to medium-sized business owner. I'm thinking I need to make a change. I want to make a change. Maybe that's not possible. Where would maybe a Volta truck be an attractive prospect for me?
Well, I think for everybody, as you say, that do deliveries in central London or central Paris or something like that. Being small has maybe many disadvantages, but it has some advantages. We start from a blank sheet of paper. We have already approached a number of the potential customers and tried to invite them to our development process. We have already up in Warwick, our designers, Astheimer, have built what they call a buck, so basically the cab in wood and plywood. And we have some customers coming up there and testing, you know, how is the step height, how is this, the seating position and things like that. So we are trying to engage with the customers early. And from a simplicity point of view, we have so far mainly been talking to some of the bigger retailers and also some of the bigger distribution companies, both here in London and in Paris. So that is the first stop, I would say. And I expect some of them to take our first test trucks. Mm. Over time, there is a kind of a long tail. And maybe for them, it's even what we are offering is maybe even more attractive, because we want to, over time, we want to deliver something we call truck as a service. So full package, including financing and you know, service and maintenance and electricity audit. Because for the distribution industry, this is a big shift. Going from something they know very well, which is how to run a diesel fleet, to electric, which they don't know. And there is a number of questions coming up, as you said, battery lifetime, consumption of electricity, how do you do the installation of the infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. And for the big, really big companies, they maybe build that competence in-house. But for the little bit smaller ones, it's much better that we build that competence and offer it in one package to them. So that is what we see as the business model of the future. Mm. They can concentrate on the core business and we take care of, you know, all these new things.
Carl Magnus Norden, founder and CEO of Volta Trucks. My thanks to Carl Magnus for coming by to share his story. You can find out more and check out their unique design at voltatrucks.com. Thanks as well to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.